With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Corey is from Charlestown. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning.
Hey.
Are you watching City on a Hill?
I'm not. Should I be?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all.
I'll have to put it on my queue.
It's all about bank robbers from Charlestown, kid.
Good to know.
So everyone in Charlestown has to watch this show.
Only in Charlestown, though.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That's it. And especially people on the streets that know.
Right.
Where Carson lives, the nice one.
You're right. Corey, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
All right, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,901 wins, only 242 losses, and she has now stepped out of the studio into that soundproof booth. Question number one. This new streaming service from Disney will offer a young Avengers series featuring some young superheroes from the Marvel Universe, including Iron Lad, Hulkling, and Kid Loki. Name the Disney streaming service that is coming out soon.
Oh my goodness, this is awful. No idea. Let's go with Disney Mania.
Question number two. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has rejected LeBron James' request to trademark Taco Tuesday.
Oh.
What team does LeBron James play for?
The Lakers.
Question number three. Alicia Silverstone is upset because she brought her reusable cup to Starbucks, but they made her drink in a disposable cup, then poured it into the reusable one.
Defeats the purpose, guys.
True or false? She is married. True or false?
True.
Question number four. Some Oscar buzz is starting to gather around Adam Sandler for his role in the upcoming movie Uncut Gems. Adam has never been nominated for an Oscar, but has been nominated for 30 of these. It's an award given for the worst Hollywood has to offer.
No idea.
Okay. Question number five. A group of Missouri farmers made a YMCA spoof video to urge Congress to pass a trade agreement, but the cop from the Village People made them take it down, saying it was a copyright violation. Name all the characters in the Village People.
There's a cop, there's an Indian, there's a workout person. I'm going to just say there's also a Dorito guy, but that's totally wrong.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Did she get number three right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter. She's
a mess.
Just a complete loss.
Yeah. All right, as I have scored it, Kennedy, Corey from Charlestown got 1 out of 5.
Sooch!
Townie Sooch.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Yep.
The new streaming service from Disney will offer a young Avengers series, and it will star some of the young superheroes from the Marvel Universe, including Iron Lad, Hulkling, and Kid Loki.
Stop.
Name the new Disney streaming service that is coming.
Disney Plus.
1-0. Question number two. The U.S. There it is. Question number two. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has rejected LeBron James' request to trademark Taco Tuesday. Which team does LeBron James play for?
Cleveland.
Plays for the Lakers.
He left there.
Ooh.
He said, peace. I won y'all a championship. I'm out.
I could care less.
Taking his talents to LA. Tie to one. Question number three. Alicia Silverstone is upset because she brought her reusable cup to Starbucks, but they made her drink in a disposable cup and then poured it into the reusable cup. Defeating the purpose, obviously, Kennedy.
Mm.
True or false, she's married.
True.
She's divorced.
Oh.
Tied at one. Question number four. Some Oscar buzz is starting to gather around Adam Sandler for his role in the upcoming movie Uncut Gems. Adam Sandler has never been nominated for an Oscar, but has been nominated for 30 of these, an award given for the worst Hollywood.
Razzies.
Yes, he actually won.
Oh, there it is.
Nine Justice times.
His movies are awesome.
2-1. Question number
his
five.
Movies are awesome.
But not Oscar worthy.
No, they're not Razzie worthy.
Talking about shampoo and conditioner. Come on.
That is a cult classic.
A group of Missouri farmers made a YMCA spoof video to urge Congress to pass a trade agreement, but the cop from the Village People made them take it down because it's a copyright violation. Name all the characters in the Village People.
Oh, come on. Okay, well, there's a Native American. There's a police officer. There's a construction worker. There's the guy in the black leather BSM thing.
Yeah. I called him a biker, but yeah, that's fine.
And a sailor? Mm-hmm. There's not six. There's five. All right.
This is a tough one, and you are much better.
A cowboy.
That is correct.
Shut
up. Yes, a Native American, a construction worker, a cowboy, a cop, a sailor, and a biker.
Oh my gosh, I
cannot
believe.
I didn't know that they all dressed differently. I had no idea.
Nicely done.
Kennedy gets the win, 3-1. I'm sorry, Corey, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to the Great Brigham Playdate, October 5th at Boston Children's Museum. Tickets are on sale now. Go to greatplaydate.org to learn more. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Corey from Charleston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Haters.
Tony gonna hate.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent, any coffee, any size, any time, any day, whatever. Whatever you want, it's yours. 99 cents.
Do it.
Karan?
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Karan is from Lynn, and she has been attempting for years to play Campy Kennedy.
Oh, now is the time.
Are you nervous?
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm a little bit nervous.
Okay.
I play every day with my daughter in the car, and I'm usually good.
What is your daughter's name?
Naomi. I actually just dropped her off. She's 13.
13. All right. Well, we'll put this in the podcast so you can have a girl listen to it after school, okay?
Okay, cool.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure. Kenny, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. Looking at the big board, 2,902 wins for Kennedy, 242 losses, and she is now over in that studio, and she can't hear any of this. Question number one. David Ortiz threw out the first pitch the other night at Fenway Park. Which island is his native country?
Dominican Republic.
Question number two. Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey announced they are starting a podcast called Office Ladies, geared towards all the nostalgic Office fans. Who played Jenna Fischer's love interest on the show? The actor's name.
I don't know. I never watched it.
Question number three. Jake Gyllenhaal was a child actor and actually starred in a film with Billy Crystal. Was it City Slickers, Princess Bride, or When Harry Met Sally?
When Harry Met Sally.
Question number four. Kim Kardashian told Jimmy Fallon that she could see her family moving to Wyoming after her husband, Kanye West, bought a ranch there. Geography question. What is the capital of Wyoming?
No clue.
Question number five. Kevin Hart was discharged from the hospital and is now recovering in a rehab facility after a really bad car accident. Is Kevin Hart in his 30s or 40s?
40s.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Oh, I did awful. I'm usually good.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Ruthless.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Karan got 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough.
At least it wasn't a suit.
You write really hard questions, Carson. I'm not going to lie.
These are mine.
Yeah.
are they? We're a mixed bag.
These are a mix. Yeah. These are a mixed bag. Producer Dan is out.
Annie's?
Yeah. Me and Annie wrote these. Yes.
Love you.
God. Love you too. I'm a Dow.
You're a Dow?
Yeah, I'm actually a Dow. My mother's maiden name is Dow.
I met you, didn't I?
Yes, we did. We met once. Yeah.
Wow. It was a big family reunion at MixFest, I remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. David Ortiz threw out the first pitch. Kennedy the other night at Fenway Park. Which island is his native country?
Dominican Republic.
Tied at one. Question number two. Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey announced they're starting a podcast called Office Ladies, geared towards all the nostalgic Office fans. Who played Jenna Fischer's love interest on the show? The actor's name.
John Krasinski.
2-1. Question number three. Jake Gyllenhaal was a child actor, Kennedy, and actually starred with Billy Crystal in one of these. Was it City Slickers, Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally?
City Slickers.
It was City Slickers. 3-1. Question number four. Kim Kardashian told Jimmy Fallon that she could see her family moving to Wyoming after her husband, Kanye West, bought a ranch there. Geography question, Kennedy. What is the capital of Wyoming?
Cheyenne.
Wow.
4-1. Question number five. Kevin Hart was discharged from the hospital and is now recovering from that really bad car accident. Is Kevin Hart in his 30s or 40s?
40s.
Actually, 40 on the dot.
Wow.
Kennedy, woo! Nice job. 5-2 is the
final
score.
I like when Andy's questions are in there.
Hers are a little easier than mine.
It seems as though.
More relevant, I would say. You know, village people, Kevin Hart. You know, just a toss-up.
And for the record, I actually didn't write any of these. I just realized Mike Mulaney wrote a couple of these.
Oh, all right, Mike.
Yeah, Mike Mulaney, our music director, is helping out. Okay, so you don't get the cash. You do have a pair of tickets to see Jason Aldean September 20th at the Xfinity Center. You enjoy those tickets. What do you want to say to Kennedy
before you go? I'm Karan from Lynn and I Can't Beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by our wonderful friends at Cumberland Farms. Chris is from Medway. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Hey.
Chris, as I understand it, is on his way he's on his way to try and buy a particular brand of snack. At a particular store. Because yes, they only sell them on Wednesdays. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so So my girl has this group on Facebook that she's a part of where they talk about all the great things that you can buy at Aldi. Apparently there's a peanut butter cup here that we've been buying, but every time we go now they're out of stock. So
where is an Aldi?
I'm in
Connecticut.
Right.
All I'm trying to say is find you a Chris.
Honestly, you are a good man.
Chris, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, you leave the studio, please.
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. Kennedy now stepping into that soundproof room where she won't be able to hear any of this happening. She's got 2,903 wins, 242 losses. Question number one. Whoopi Goldberg has joined the cast of The Stand, the new limited series based on the novel of the same name. Who wrote the novel?
That's a great question. I do not know.
Question number two. Post Malone has a new album called Hollywood's Bleeding. What was the name of his last album?
Oh, man. These are tough. I don't know.
Question number three.
Zero for two.
All right. He shook it.
Yes.
Mariah Carey posted a photo with her daughter on Instagram with caption saying that she offered her a shopping spree anywhere and she chose Target. Who was Mariah's song Obsessed allegedly targeted at? He even wrote a diss track back at her.
Eminem.
Question number four. A&E is doing a documentary on the life and career of Garth Brooks. It's called Garth, The Road I'm On, and it'll air on 4 different nights in November. True or false? Garth Brooks had dreams of being a pro baseball player.
I will say true.
Question number five. Despite the new sexual assault allegations against him, Antonio Brown practiced with the New England Patriots yesterday. What team released him earlier this week?
The Vikings.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oof.
I'm not feeling confident.
Yeah. Yeah, you should.
Okay?
Don't say anything. Yeah, yeah, put your headphones on, Kennedy. I have 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy. For
all
correct.
Right.
These are tough. Question number one. Whoopi Goldberg has joined the cast of The Stand, the new limited series based on the novel of the same name. Who wrote the novel?
Stephen King.
That's right, Stephen King.
That is a big, big book.
By the way, I did write all these questions. I know people are curious with producer Dan.
I wrote one of them.
You got one of them? Okay. Question number two. Post Malone has a new album called Hollywood's Bleeding.
I didn't write this one.
What was the name of the last album called?
Bentley's Beers and Bongs.
I mean, you were.
Was I in the right neighborhood?
You were in the church.
Yes. Wrong pew.
Beer bongs and Bentleys.
That was close.
You were really close. Bentleys, bongs,
and beers.
Couple beers.
Hey.
1-0. Question number 3. Mariah Carey posted a photo with her daughter on Instagram with the caption saying that she offered her a shopping spree and her daughter chose Target. Kennedy, who was Mariah's song "Obsessed" allegedly targeted at? He even wrote a diss track back at her.
Eminem.
So good.
2-1. Question number 4. A&E is doing a documentary on the life and career of Garth Brooks. It's called Garth, The Road I'm On. It's going to air on 4 different nights in November. True or false? Garth Brooks had dreams of being a pro baseball player.
True.
It is true. He actually signed with 2 teams.
He did.
And he like spring training and went 0-17. And said, I think I'll stick with country music.
We're good.
3-2. Question number 5. Despite the new sexual assault allegations against him, Antonio Brown practiced with the New England Patriots yesterday. Which team released him earlier this week?
The Oakland Raiders.
That is correct.
Did you not get that one, buddy?
No.
No, I was
he said the Minnesota Vikings. He was thinking about listening.
Understandable. I do, too, think about her.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Chris, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you do have a pair of tickets to Nick Jr. Live. Move to the Music, coming to the Box Center Wang Theater in March of 2020.
Fantastic.
Tickets go on sale Friday, September 13th. So that is tomorrow at 10 a.m. at boxcenter.org. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, I am Chris from Midway, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.